It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's poems are by Tony Leusi, who is a graduate of the writing program here at University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and who now teaches at Rochester in New York. These poems are from The Burning Door. Ovenbird, named for the hollowed-out walls of its chamber of gaucho adobe, mud furnace balanced on the arm of a tree, an industry bird. One is what one does, I suppose. Builders build, herders herd. But he who wanders, does this diminish us? What is he for wondering? The second poem by Tony Leusi, Beautiful. Beautiful is as beautiful does. Oh, that's beautiful, a girl tells me after my reading in the beautiful room of a beautiful building on a day very beautiful, as are all the days beautiful, this beautiful month of December in the absence of sparrows. And the third poem today by Tony Leusi, From the Burning Door. Robert Bly stands 7 feet tall at the foot of my bed, reading a poem about a man who lost his yellow handkerchief in a red meadow. It's not one of his better ones, but it's not all that bad either. Do you like my tiny fingers? Yes, then I'll read you another.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque. And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is an amazing lineup. You know, this week has been great for our festival enjoyment. Earlier in the week, you know that a great triumvirate of founders of festival were in here. Phil Lank and Kathy Weber and Herman Meir were in here. And you all are that one of the incredible generations that have followed those people and have really carried that torch that they started back in the mid-80s here in Lafayette, that really changed Lafayette. I mean, I think we can just simply
say
that.
Oh, absolutely.
It did change. So we have Tucker Sappington here, who is the VP of marketing right now, but he is the incoming president of the board of festival.
Yes, ma'am.
Will take over after this festival. And Sammy Parbu is the vice president of programming for Festival International de Louisiane. Mandy Miguez is here with us as well. She is president of Franco-Jeune.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about an interesting component called the Tintamarre.
Yes.
That will be a part of festival offerings this year as well. So we're a week out, Tucker.
Yes, we are.
And I can see you all are just both a little exhausted and excited at the same time.
Exactly.
So you're carrying those two competing emotions and feelings right now. But I think it's probably mostly excitement.
Yes, it is.
So the festival sort of like officially opens earlier and earlier each year, so we really can't say a week away. It's days away.
We're just days away now.
You're days away.
Literally, Monday is our official kickoff party, and we're very excited about it. And, you know, I asked Sammy to come along with me today because I wanted him to talk a little bit about our programming this year and where we're going with it. And we still have our official start of Festival International is Wednesday, but Monday is our first little thing we got
that's
going
right.
on at the Blue Moon. So I wanted Sammy to talk about it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. There's Dick Dale and Brother Deej is going to be opening for him as well, and it's
it's a great experience for everybody who knows about Dick Dale from the movies and the surf rock to get to
go
see
ahead,
him live.
Hit that little riff right there, Sammy.
That's
yeah. Everyone who says his name, they just do that.
It's oh, yeah. In your heart and in your mind, you're doing of course.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And then I love how we do on Wednesdays, we'll do the Zydeco Wednesdays to start it off, and then Thursdays the official open, and then it gradually just keeps building into a crescendo, and I love it. And such diverse acts mm-hmm. from all over, including mm-hmm. a lot of local musicians, which is great.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been working with festivals, Sammy?
I do not know. I feel like it's always my life.
Your
but yeah.
life, that's right.
Yeah,
well,
it feels like it.
You know, I mean, there are many people, I'm sure your age, Mandy, who mm-hmm. have never known that festival
did not exist.
That's right. So it is the life for many people. We've heard some young people are having the logo tattooed on themselves.
They are.
You know?
It's the reason why my wife and I moved back here. Is we lived in D.C. and we'd come back for festival, and it's such an important part of Lafayette and has changed the music here, even the local scene. Mm-hmm. The local musicians are so affected by these world groups, and I love to see that interaction.
That's right, the collaboration
Absolutely.
And inspiration in their lives. So you've really – festival is extremely important to you. It's been a part of your life for a very long time, and you've been involved as a volunteer
yes.
perhaps at first,
mm-hmm.
and then you're now on the board. Tell us about programming. When you go into a year's thinking about program, because y'all really start like just after festival ends.
We started already. It's like for next year.
Okay.
That's how it works. And there's so many people we're trying to please and bring music for different generations and different styles of music. And we want to bring things that people have never heard before and things that they're accustomed to hearing, traditional stuff as well, and try to keep it linked to the Francophone. Which is very important to this festival as well.
Right.
And, we have to hear a lot of things. And I think Lisa Stafford does an amazing job every year of just finding some great stuff as well.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you said different generations, you're programming for Place des Jeunes also, so very young children and people
Absolutely.
Of diverse interests. So that is a big job. So you're starting now, and Francophone is very important, but that's a vast world, the Francophone world. So you have a lot to choose from.
Yes.
And you're also trying to get things that people haven't experienced before.
Exactly.
So how do you go about listening? I know Cecil is a great reference as a resource as well. Cecil knows so much about world music, and he's been involved for many years. But how do you audition these things? How do you discover some of these new acts?
Well, what we do is we have a committee, a programming mm-hmm. committee, and we all bring in different ideas and bands. Listen to a lot of stuff. Try to listen to Earthbeat, among other things, of course. And there are a lot of things online now that you can find. It used to be where you would not find a lot of information. You have to find CDs if you're lucky. So festival was so powerful at that time, and now we are bringing all that back in. But we try to listen to different people's perspectives, and we have different kinds of people on the committee to get different voices, not just one style of music. And we just also have to make sure that those bands are coming through. You know, it has to do with timing as well, because a lot of them have to be touring the U.S. Of course, a lot of them live in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more involved than just simply deciding we love this band. There are many bands we love, but we can't get, unfortunately, because of the timing and so on. So.
Yeah, it's like one of those, you know, those little games where you keep moving the squares around until
exactly.
it like all fits.
And it has to fit, yes.
fit perfectly. So you all are doing that throughout the year.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about this year and the lineup that you've gotten this year. What was your main focus? Was there something you were really trying to present, a certain style, a certain countries? Was there any theme or how did you go about choosing these groups?
Well, we try to get bands that are Francophone predominantly mm-hmm. and especially, you know, African or Canadian and so on. So we don't. We just try to feel it out. We try to piece it together, like you said, mm-hmm. that little game. You're trying to find a feeling of music and what will work together, what will
okay.
flow
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
a concert. You're trying to imagine it as a concert, what would flow together. It's like DJing, but with a live DJing.
Several
event.
Stages.
Exactly.
You're DJing with
so, yeah.
stages.
So that's what we tried to do. Mm-hmm. And we were lucky. Like Tenari One is one of the greatest world music acts I think ever, and I'm so glad we're getting them again. They've played before, but it's great to see them again. They're amazing.
They're huge. They're everywhere.
Huge. They're so amazing live. Their power and what I like to find are bands that can do that. That can bring some kind of spirituality or power that can affect people. Like a lot of people still tell me about Niaz last year, that Persian Irani band
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
people stop me in the streets are like, man, that changed my life. I'm like, wow, it's amazing. Something they've never heard, and that's what we love to do is introduce people to new sounds that can change their lives. And it's amazing the power of music.
It is. Truly. And I've recently in the past week, I mean, it's, you know, festival excitement has been happening for a while on social media. But in the past week, people posting just what you're saying, they'll post their favorite artist, someone from years ago saying, it changed my life.
Absolutely.
It changed my life. Over and over, you hear that phrase, just hearing that person. And that is the power of festival, and it's so gratifying, I know, for you all to hear that.
Absolutely.
And that is what draws people there year after year for that experience. So Tenoirian will be there. And again, they've been on the news recently. NPR has had them, World Cafe, certainly a large part of public radio, but very much a part of the world of music internationally. So we'll get to hear them here in Lafayette. When are they playing and what stage will they be on?
If I'm not mistaken, they're playing, I think it's Friday night and Saturday day is when they're going to be playing. They're playing at the main stage on Friday night, and they play at the Fay Dodo stage at Saturday.
Okay, so definitely mark that group.
Absolutely.
That is one you will not want to miss,
yes.
Especially if you missed them the last time and you heard all kinds of people talk about them. So Tenoirian is a group that you all are excited about. Who are some others?
Bombino, who had played a couple of years ago, but he just did a new album with Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys. He's amazing, too. He's somebody who's come in on the scene hugely around the world, not only here. There's so many great bands. Depends on what kind of music you like, and that's the beauty of it.
He's got paper spread
everywhere. Yeah, exactly. Like La Santa Cecilia, who are getting recognized at the Grammys as well as an up-and-coming Latin band. We have, the Friday night, we have Tenoirian playing at one stage, which is African blues. Then we have Imam Bildi from Greek-style 50s and 60s Greek music. Then we have Debosh Russian Mafia Band, which is a crazy, exciting kind of, you know, loud band. So we have different varieties for everybody's tastes, and I love that. So you'll find something that you'll enjoy at any time during festival, and I love that we do that.
And it's getting to the point where you really have to program what you want to see at festival so you don't miss somebody.
I always have that problem where I feel like I want to be in two or three different places at once because I love it all. It's all amazing music, from the heritage stage where you hear a lot of the traditional music that's amazing to the wilder bands and everything in between.
And I know people appreciate that you try to have them play twice during the festival so that they do have an opportunity to see them. But you have that wonderful component of your website that allows people to create their own schedule.
Indeed.
So you can come to festival with that
and the
filled
app.
Out.
We can even do that on the app,
you
and you can even select what you want to watch. And
look
it
how old-fashioned I am.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's even better. Yeah.
That's right. So you're right there and you've got it on your phone.
Exactly.
So what a great opportunity. If you are just tuning in, we are, of course, talking about Festival International National de Louisiane, which opens on Monday, not officially, but it does open with that wonderful performance that Sammy was describing and that sound that's in our heads. Are there still tickets for it?
Yes, there are.
Yes, there are.
Still
okay.
A few, yes.
So, and it's at the Blue Moon, so it is limited space there. So
exactly.
You really should call and maybe reserve a ticket, or can you go by the Blue Moon and get one? What's the best way to get a ticket?
I mean, any way you can.
Anyway.
I would just get one if you really want to see the show. Just you don't want to be left out for
this.
He is amazing live, and he just does his own thing. He really feels it. He's not just performing. He's
feeling it. You don't want to be standing in a parking lot somewhere, kind of like straining to hear that wonderful sound.
And
so
I think there is a limit of 200 tickets, too, for that
show.
Thank
you, Cecil.
Exactly.
Okay, Cecil knows. So definitely get your ticket for that opening. And then the week begins to progress. Tucker, what happens on Tuesday? I'm sure there's something going on Tuesday.
Well, actually, Tuesday evening there is a global – it's called a runaway feast. It's Runaway Dish in town lately, for festival they have decided to do a new theme, kind of called Runaway Feast. And so you ready for that? But it's online. You can go online and get those. The tickets, I believe, are $35. But you can also, if you're not an AMIA festival already, you can do $135, and it'll get you an AMIA membership as well. So obviously try that if you can. But if you can't, it's great. But those are very limited in seating, and I know that as of last week, they were well over 50% of their tickets were sold. So please make sure if you do that. And once again, it's just another thing to kind of add into festival. So we're excited about it. And so then, of course, we go to Wednesday night when it's actually like festival starts, the 23rd, and then we move on into the rest of the weekend. And like Sammy said, it's like a crescendo just kind of rises and it just all happens at once. But we've added a lot of cool things into our programming this year.
Well,
and that's kind of what We're here to talk about a little bit more.
That's right. And, of course, it is Festival International de Louisiane, mm-hmm. a Francophone festival, as it started off. And as Sammy was saying, there is a great effort to try and bring the Francophonie into the festival. And, Mandy, you all have a very special event called the Tente à Mort. And tell us what that is.
Well, a Tente à Mort is more like a loud making noise.
sounds like a festival.
Yeah.
Basically. And it's something that happens on August 15th throughout Acadie. And it's a way for Acadians to, hey, we're here and we're going to make some noise and everybody needs to know that we're here. And so the festival contacted our organization to kind of partner up with kind of getting the word out and doing this Tente à Mort. And so basically what happens is you show up with noisemakers, which I do believe you can make at the children's stage. And you show up with some noisemakers. You dress in Acadian colors. So it's going to be red, white, blue, and yellow, just like the drapeau acadien. And you are going to show off your Acadiana,
Esprit
Louisiana,
Acadien.
Your ta fierté d'être Louisianais, d'être Acadien, d'être quelqu'un. So you're proud to be who you are. And we're just going to add that on to the promenade. And we ask for people to meet up at 3:15 at the children's stage on the side on Versailles Street. And the promenade's going to start at 4.
And that's on what day?
Saturday, the 26th.
Okay.
And there are flyers that went out, and I know that a lot of immersion students are going to be coming, so that's going to be something.
Going to be a lot of noise.
Uh-huh. And I know I do hope that my students who are listening are going to come, because Madame did tell you about it. So it's basically going to just kind of, yay, festival, Francophonie, Acadie.
Make our voices heard.
Yes.
Now, Mandy, you're president of Francojeune, mm-hmm. and tell us about that organization and why this kind of activity would be so important to you all.
Well, our organization we're a group of just young people who are Louisiana natives mostly, but not all of us. And we're just interested in promoting French in our area. And we do so by we helped out with a fundraiser for Codafil. We do something called a Franco Happy Hour once a month. And instead of having a table française where people come and speak French, we sponsor a happy hour.
In bar française.
And we do something else called a pièce en masse, where we highlight businesses around our area where you can get service en français, where you can get served in French. And we try to highlight those businesses around the area as well. So this was when we got contacted, this was a perfect fit for us.
You want to make your voices heard. Mm-hmm. The Francojeune, the young people who are speaking, parler français, and that you have that spirit that you want people in business and the arts really to start speaking French and to really value the culture.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So Francojeune will be sponsoring this Tente à Mort.
Everyone is partnering.
Partnering. Everyone is invited to make noise. If you have a noisemaker, great. If you just want to yell and clap your hands,
and if you just want to come and just be part of the parade, you can as well. And we're going to be doing this partly because this year is the Congrès Mondial Acadien, which is going to happen in August It's actually in New Brunswick in Maine, and I think a little bit of Quebec this year. And so since this year is the Congrès year, we want to highlight and pay homage to Congrès and also to some of – there's going to be actually, Sammy, several Acadian artists that are coming to perform at the festival that I'm super looking forward to, especially the Hay Babies,
Les Hay Babies.
So they'll be hearing your voices definitely in this Tente à Mort, and it's good practice for anyone who may be going up to Congrès Mondial.
It's a perfect practice because I do believe I've only ever been to the Tente à Mort in Clare, which is in Nova Scotia, but I do believe the biggest Tente à Mort is in Caraquet. But for Congrès, they're going to have a giant Tente à Mort.
Well, let's try to make this one giant as well, so you can join the Tente à Mort Saturday during the festival. Mm-hmm. What time? 3:15.
3:15 is meetup on Versailles. All on the side of the children's stage, right on the side of Cathedral Carmel.
All right. Wear your Acadian colors, wear your Acadian pride, and join in that Tente à Mort. And it's also a nice parallel celebration of just the festival being here.
Right.
Make the voices has heard that we're here. How many years later, Tucker?
We're now in 28.
28 years later.
So we're very excited about that.
Who would have thought? With that small
those gentlemen, first and those ladies and gentlemen that were here earlier this week, that's who thought about it. And that's what's great is our founders are still around here to talk about that.
Yeah, it is. So definitely celebrate Micro Voices Heard. The festival is here, and it's even bigger and louder. So let's have a giant tent amar. Mm-hmm. And it's just so much fun to say that word.
Oh, tent amar. It really does mean a great and loud noise in French. Like, that's the best translation I've ever found for it.
That's right.
And so wear your colors and bring your flags. Bring your Acadian flag. Bring your Acadiana flag. Wear them proudly. Bring them. Show it off.
3:15 Saturday during festival. Again, if you are tuning in, we are talking about festival. We're celebrating festival. With me is Tucker Sappington, VP of Marketing, about to be president of the board. Sammy Parbu is vice president of programming. Mandy Miguez, president of Funko Jeune, talking about the Tent Amar. And the festival begins Monday with Dick Dale. And it's going to be an amazing performance. And then, of course, the festival week just takes off. UL students are excited because they have no school
next week. They have no school next week. And
that's
so,
right.
Therefore, they can
volunteer.
Easily volunteer for us. So, obviously, you can hear everything that we have as far as programming going on this year and our wonderful partnerships that we're working with in the city of Lafayette and the Acadian community. We're so excited about this year. And, you know, like you said, 28 years, you know, really, who would have thought, you know, where
that's
we
right.
are and how we've grown to this size. But we wouldn't be able to do that without the help of the community, and that is the volunteers who are truly the backbone of everything that happens at this festival.
And you know, what areas do you still have needs?
All of them.
All of them. Okay. And maybe list all those areas?
We have everything from recycling to transportation to security, merch booth. We have production. We have programming that needs a little help too. We have hotel, hospitality management, hospitality area. You know, anything you can think of. You know, if you're going to come down there and see all these wonderful programs that we have in store for you, take 3 hours out of your day. Mm-hmm. Help us out. Mm-hmm. Make it happen. We're very excited about it, but we're in the final stretch, and we need over 2,000 people to make this happen.
And when you say that 3 hours, that's not a hard and fast rule.
No.
You can do an hour. You can do whatever you liked. And you can also sign up online, can't you?
You can definitely do that. FestivalInternational.com. And on the right, you'll see volunteer. Click right on that. Start filling it out. Get all your stuff in. And the sooner you do it, the better. And also, we have a volunteer center. So if you just are one of those people who's not as tech savvy, we'd love for you to walk up to our volunteer center on Wednesday and pick out what you want to do for the rest of the week.
Okay. Or if you're just not sure right now what your schedule will be, you can sign up during the festival. But it would be great for you all to know that you have a lot of those spaces filled. Groups who are service groups or just friends, groups of friends can sign up together and work together during festival. So it's a really great way to support festival, celebrate festival, and have a really good time.
Yep.
Perhaps a whole family can sign up
and volunteer. Once you volunteer, you'll always want to do it. It's the best way to do festival.
I've never heard anyone say differently. They always do.
And once they do, that's it. You're stuck.
They feel very invested in festival.
Absolutely.
So volunteer. That's how the festival works. And as you said, the wonderful founders who were here earlier in the week, that's what they talked about as well, that it wouldn't have been possible then, and it's not possible now without all the volunteers. So festival begins. You can, with the app or online, you can create your own schedule. Take a look at the programs now so you're not left going, oh, I missed that group. I didn't hear Tinawari. Mm-hmm. Or whoever you'd like to hear. And on that schedule as well, you can put in Tent Amar and make sure at 3:15 you're there at the Place de Jeune and ready to wave your flag or make your noise as well to say we're here. Anything else we need to know about festival that's going on? I know you've got the courier that people can
still sign
up for.
We have the 5K that you can still sign up for. Obviously, we're excited about that. We have everything and anything you want to do. The biggest thing I want is just y'all come out. Come on down. And enjoy the 5 days that are there and love every moment of your festival.
And you all are making it even easier because you've got shuttles going more often from Cajun Fields.
Yes, and definitely utilize that. It is a huge, huge asset to the festival because it helps. If you've ever try to drive downtown just on a regular night, you know you can't park very well. So if you try during festival, it's not going to happen. So, but just get on there. It takes every 15 minutes from Cajun Field to downtown.
That's right. And you run them rather late in the evening.
Early in the morning until 30 minutes after the very last show. And last year we actually extended that a little bit because of how many people were utilizing it. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we may get into that situation again this year.
So you won't get caught.
No.
You won't get caught downtown. So make use of that Cajun Field. Lots of parking, lots of shuttles to get downtown to the Festival International de Louisiane. And of course, KRVS, for those of you who won't be here, perhaps you're working in Siberia, and there's probably somebody who's going to be doing that. You can listen into Festival on your phone, on your computer, however you have that app, and you can listen to KRVS, and we'll carry it live from the beginning of Thursday's performances until the end on Sunday. So we're very happy to be a part of that festival
and
as well.
And we thank y'all so much for that every year.
Well, it connects the world to the festival. So tell your friends who live far away that they can listen in, and you can, in the car when you're on your way to the festival. You don't have to miss any of it as well. Well, thank you all for all of your hard work, continuing in that tradition of Kathy and Herman and Phil and all the others who started that, and Mandy for the Francophones part in keeping it Francophone, and I know that's a big part for you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. In downtown Lafayette this evening, there will be a poetry reading, Voices in Spring, featuring poets Wendy Taylor Carlisle and Toby Daspit. It starts at 7 o'clock and goes until around 9. All are invited to attend. In Grand Coteau, a collection of stories written, some true stories, by Dominic Cross, who is a journalist, and then vignettes written by Grand Coteau resident Toby Rodriguez. Toby's an artist, chef, and woodworker. He'll be reading about the history of the black pot cooking, and also Louisiana folklore. That's tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. in Grand Coteau at the Thinstead Center. It's free and open to everyone. Also free is a concert on the UL campus in Burke Hawthorne Hall. The Dr. Tommy Como Endowed Chair in Traditional Music will feature students in the program in a free concert. It's called Songs Old and New. That concert will start at 7:30 in Burke Hawthorne Theater. That's in Burke Hawthorne Hall. All are invited. And featured will be Vermilion Express. That's the university's newest musical ensemble. It's a bluegrass ensemble. They're a really energetic group. The Angel Aces, UL's Cajun music ensemble, and this semester's songwriting students, who are being led by singer-songwriter Joanna Devine. They will be performing tonight as well. Again, tonight, 7:30, all invited. Songs Old and New, that is the traditional music program here at UL Lafayette. Bach Lunch Series continues tomorrow with a performance by Bonsoir Catin in Parc Sanssouci from noon until 1 o'clock. This Saturday, the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm will celebrate Eggs and Arts, 8 to 1 p.m. There will be egg dyeing, egg hunting, live chickens there, lots of interesting information about chickens and eggs. The Cajun Jam will take place. It will feature, will be led by Michael Doucet of Beausoleil and Chad Huval. That will be from 9 until 11 at the Horse Farm. The Lafayette Parks and Recreation 13th Annual Easter Egg Hunt will take place this Saturday, 10 a.m. at Thomas Center in Lafayette. At Cité des Arts on Monday, there will be a showing of the independent film Shadow Zombies. And there will be a showing of the independent film You're in Charge by Tom Kruger at Cité des Arts on Tuesday, 4:30, and then again at 7. And then there will be live music at 9 o'clock. And that live music will be with Dirk Powell and friends. Lots going on. Festival International, obviously. starts off on Monday with activities, and then it formally kicks off on Wednesday. KRVS will carry the festival live Thursday through Sunday. You can hear us on your radio or online or on any app you can find KRVS Public Radio. So please tune in yourself or let people know who are far away that they can stay in touch with the festival by listening to KRVS. Innovate is going on. It frames the festival on April 23rd at the ACA. It's an event called Creative Courting, a call out for artisans, artists, and designers of all types are invited. On the 28th, there will be an event called Make a Market. Panelists will be telling their stories about how they've created their markets. And then on April 30th, there will be a program called First Date and then the Steampunk and Makers Ball after that. For more information, you can go to the Innovate website. And at Cité des Arts, lots of things going on throughout the festival. You can go to their website and find out more. Cajun Code Fest will be taking place April 23rd through the 25th at the Picard Center. It is a coding festival. For more information, stop by their website, which is cajuncodefest.org. They will have a team building session on Wednesday, April 23rd to create teams, obtain team members if you would like. And on KRVS's website, you can find out more about our programming. You can also make your contribution to KRVS if you've gotten a pledge card in the mail, a renewal card in the mail. Our fundraiser starts the day after festival ends, so please join us. And again, if you've gotten that notice in the mail, you can make that contribution easily and securely at our website. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Harpistry, a diverse hour of music of the harp, Mondays at noon and Sundays at midnight on KRVS.
KRVS underwriting announcements reach listeners with your message of support and information about your business or event. To find out more about partnering with South Louisiana's Regional Public Radio Program Source, call us at 482-5787. 482-KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS.